Richland Center. After receiving 2/100ths of an inch of rain so far today, we're at our high so far today of 49.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. A vote in the House just hours away on a measure FBI Director Christopher Wray says is crucial.
It helps us find out who these terrorists are working with and what they're targeting, and it's what we need to stop them before they kill Americans.
The House will vote on renewing part of the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, FISA. Critics say it's too intrusive on the privacy of Americans. Speaker of the House Mike Johnson heads to Florida after that for a news conference with former President Donald Trump. The Biden administration offering up another round of student loan forgiveness to nearly 300,000 people.
It affects people enrolled in the SAVE plan, income-driven repayment plans, and public loan forgiveness plans. Emails are being sent out today to those affected.
That's ABC's Perry Russum. The former interpreter for Los Angeles Dodgers superstar Shohei Ohtani is expected to turn himself in later today. He is accused of stealing $16 million from Ohtani to cover gambling debts. This is ABC News. Israel still bracing for a possible attack by Iran after an airstrike that killed two Iranian generals in Syria. Iran vowing revenge. The U.S. State Department has put travel restrictions into effect for Americans in Israel. A Super Bowl champion Chiefs receiver Rashee Rice free after turning himself in connection with a chain reaction crash in Texas. ABC's Jim Ryan has the latest.
The 23-year-old Rice has acknowledged that he was driving the rented Lamborghini that was racing his own Corvette when both spun out of control and crashed into four other vehicles. He hasn't said why he and his friends left the scene, but now the NFL star has been formally charged with 8 felony counts. Thursday evening, Rice was booked into a suburban jail, posted bonds totaling $40,000, and went home. Jim Ryan, ABC News, Dallas.
Here we go again. Tom Brady hinting he might be ready to make an NFL comeback. During a podcast interview, Brady refused to rule out a comeback, but only if he was a late-season replacement for a team with an injured quarterback. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
High school and college graduations are just around the corner. At the Creative Outlet, you will find exclusive custom school scrapbooking products that will make your memory album stand out. These products will also be perfect for greeting cards, party decor, or would make great graduation gifts. Where is the best place to get scrapbooking products to show your school spirit? Oh, you know, it's the Creative Outlet, located on Court Street in downtown Richland Center.
When it comes to choosing a propane company, there's no settling for second best. Feral Gas is the propane provider that can give you the quality service you deserve. Whether you're using propane for your home, business, or farm, they're the dependable propane company that's been powering communities across the nation for nearly 80 years. With 24/7 emergency service, flexible billing and delivery options, and a customer referral program that pays you back, call 647-2164 today and experience the Feral Gas advantage.
Here at A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, we want to make the transition as easy as possible. Whether you are moving into assisted living, downsizing, or looking for a change, we got it. We are willing to work around your schedule. We offer delivery, setup, and disposal. We carry a variety of comfortable and functional pieces to fit everyone's needs, such as lift chairs, adjustable beds, and more. Stop into A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet to make your transition easier. Open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Saturdays, 9 to noon.
At A&W, it's always a good time for a float. Date night, you'll love a float. Celebrating, you'll love a float. Craving creamy vanilla soft serve and made fresh root beer in a frosty mug? You'll definitely love a float. Only at A&W.
Always made fresh root beer. Always at A&W. Your A&W is located on Highway 61 in Boscobel. Stop by soon and enjoy.
At participating restaurants, prices may vary. Tax extra.
Calves were steady and slaughter cows stronger at this past Wednesday sale at the Mathis Farms Auction Market in Biola. Holstein bull calves sold $3.40 to $5, beef calves up to $8, and poor quality calves $2 to $3 by the pound. Slaughter cows range from 99 to 135, three cows in the upper 80s. Fleshy heifers range from 132.50 to 150, bulls 124 to 145. Again, we had an active market at last week's feeder sale. The 3 to 350-pound beef calves sold from $2.90 to $3.35. 5 to 600-pound beef steers $2.55 to $2.90, with the heifers $2.50 to $2.67.50. Heavier beef steers sold from $2.40 to $2.72.50, and heifers $2.25 to $2.67.50. We had 22 525 to 575 pound Holstein steers, and they sold an average of 241.50. Bulls, singles, odd cattle are lower. All classes of cattle are bringing a lot of dollars at this year's market prices. Contact Darren Colton or Jim for one of us to come out to your farm, give you an idea what your packages of cattle can bring at our sales. Mathis Farms Auction Market in Biola will do their best to get you the top dollar for your livestock.
Most of us can agree the decision to have an abortion should be between a person and their doctor. Politicians should have no say at all. Thankfully, Senator Tammy Baldwin is standing up for our rights and working to keep politicians out of our medical decisions. After Roe v. Wade, the court case that protected abortion rights was overturned, Tammy Baldwin introduced the Women's Health Protection Act, which would ensure access to abortion everywhere in the United States, including here in Wisconsin. The bill would end extreme abortion bans that have no exceptions for rape, incest, or the life of the mother, and threaten doctors with criminal charges for providing abortion care. Senator Baldwin also introduced legislation that would protect the right to travel across state lines for reproductive health care and safeguard access to contraception. Call Senator Tammy Baldwin at 202-224-5653. Tell her thank you for fighting back against extreme abortion bans. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
You're invited to join Trinity Apostolic Faith Church at 489 South Larson in Richland Center to learn more about the basic truths found in Scripture. On Sunday mornings, school begins at 9:30 with morning worship at 11, evening worship at 5, and on Wednesdays, Bible study begins at 7. Enjoy a warm, traditional environment as you learn about Jesus. No collections are taken at the Apostolic Faith Church. For more information, call 608-647-3406 or go to apostolicfaith.org.
Consider this. Be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Romans 12:2. Do you remember the story of the portrait of Dante, which was painted upon the walls of the Bargello at Florence, Italy? Dr. Henry Van Dyke tells how it was supposed that this valuable picture had perished. Presently came an artist who was determined to find the original. He went into the old palace room where tradition said it was painted. This room was used for storing lumber and straw. Heaps of rubbish were carried away. He removed the whitewash, and lines and colors began to appear. At last, the noble face of the great poet appeared. And, says Dr. Van Dyke, that was not half so wonderful as the work Christ came to do in the heart of man, to restore the forgotten image of God. He comes to us and touches us with the faith that the divine image can be restored. Will we submit to the cleansing work of the Holy Spirit? Your friends at the Apostolic Faith Church thank you for considering this.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, I tell you what, we had some scattered rain yesterday, produced generally about 2/10 to as much as 6/10 of an inch of rain across the region. Today should be dry as a whole storm system slides further east away from us. We'll have some gusty northwest winds, though, coming in behind it. A little chilly out there tonight, but some beautiful weather on the way for the weekend. Plenty of sunshine and warming up considerably, so enjoy that. By early next week, though, things turn active as a major storm system comes out of the Rockies and heads our way. Should bring us some scattered showers by Monday evening with a better chance of widespread rain Tuesday, possibly even some thunderstorms. Could see rain amounts of an inch or more, and still a few leftover showers well into the week, so it's going to be very unsettled. That forecast for today, partly cloudy and breezy with highs in the upper 50s. Northwest wind 12 to 24. Tonight, clear and cool with a bit of frost possible, low at 34. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and warmer, high up to 70. Southwest wind 7 to 15. Sunday, mostly sunny and balmy, low 53, high near 73. Monday, partly sunny and breezy with a slight chance of a shower, low 45 with a high of 71. Tuesday, windy with rain, possibly heavy at times, chance of thunderstorms as well, low 52 with a high of 69 degrees. Wednesday, breezy and mostly cloudy with some occasional showers still likely, low about 52 with a high near 65. And Thursday, breezy with peaks of sun, possibly some leftover showers, otherwise a touch cooler, low 43 with highs in the mid-50s. So again today, partly cloudy and breezy as temperatures climb to the upper 50s. You have a good morning out there. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Richland County Bank is very proud of its tradition, but the bank has a sharp focus on the future. The Hometown Savers Club helps young people learn about the importance of saving money. Youth ages 13 to 18 are eligible to open a Hometown Savers Club account. Richland County Bank encourages young people to make regular deposits regardless of size. Each time a $10 deposit is made to a Hometown Savers Club account, you'll receive a bonus card stamp. Once you have filled your bonus card with $100 in deposits, you may choose a gift certificate from one of the participating merchants as a thanks for being wise and saving money. Richland County Bank knows learning to save money now will make it much easier later. And each year, an area high school senior who is a Hometown Savers Club member will be selected to receive a $500 scholarship. Learn more about the Hometown Savers Club at Richland County Bank in Richland Center. Member FDIC and an equal housing lender. Richland County Bank. 49 degrees with sunshine. It was 64 yesterday. We picked up 54 one-hundredths of an inch of rain. The morning low today was 47. In the record books for April 12th, the record high 86 in 1886, record low 17 in 1936. Last year's high was 85 and the low 62. Sunset will be happening around 7:41 tonight. Sunrise time 6:23 tomorrow morning. Winds have picked up a little bit, westerly at 5 miles per hour, 2980. The barometric reading is up as well. We have picked up 2/100ths of an inch of rain since midnight, and it's 49 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Sports Time from WRCO is next. It is sponsored by Hillsborough Equipment and Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers. Coming up, we'll talk about the local and area scene, some games that went on, some that didn't, some games going on tonight, and later Mike Clemens on that Wisconsin sports spin, and a sit-down with Mark Murphy of the Packers. That's coming up on Sports.
Working outdoors often results in a great feeling afterwards, the feeling of having achieved something. Whether it's tackling fallen limbs, cutting firewood, or clearing land, Steel has a chainsaw for your next project. Find your Steel at Hillsborough Equipment, like the reliable MS-271 Farm Boss, a high-performance, high-tech chainsaw that's built to work day in and day out. Enjoy the satisfaction of a job well done with a Steel chainsaw from Hillsborough Equipment, Boston Equipment, or Slama's Lawn and Sport, Reedsburg.
I'm Phil Nee with sports. Several games were rained out on Thursday night in high school sports. The game which we were intending to broadcast, River Valley at Dodgeville, nearly got started. Both teams warmed up and had their infield sessions in a steady light rain. By 5 p.m., umpires and coaches both agreed that the field was past safe playing conditions and the game was postponed. The River Valley baseball team, now 2-2, will play at Columbus today for a non-conference game. Dodgeville has a game at Evansville. The Richland Center High School baseball team also had a baseball game canceled at Lancaster. A heavy rain forced cancellation. The Hornets at 1-2 will host River Valley on Tuesday. Garrett Jennings got the win for Weston last night in an 8-0 victory over North Crawford. He allowed no runs on 4 hits, 2 walks, and 3 strikeouts. Isaac Jennings came on in relief, allowing no runs, no hits, no walks, and 8 strikeouts. Leaders at the plate, Colton Newman, 3-for-4 with 2 singles and a double and 3 RBIs. Garrett Jennings, 3-for-5 with 2 singles, a double, and 2 RBIs. Trevor Westfall, 2-for-4 with 2 singles and 1 RBI. Also getting the third conference victory of the season puts Weston again still on top with an 8-0 victory over North Crawford on Thursday night. The Ithaca Bulldogs pick up their second conference win of the week with a 14-2 win against Waseca Steuben. The Bulldogs had a total of 8 hits in the ballgame, 2 from Matthew Kepler and 2 from Mac Neef. Matthew had 3 RBIs. Sammy Clary was 1-for-3 with 3 RBIs, and Mac Neef had 2 RBIs as well, backing up the pitching of Micah Salisbury, who worked 5 innings, giving up a total of 3 hits and striking out 1. Wes Nelson struck out 2 in a relief appearance last night. Cohen Redmond suffered the loss for Waseca Steuben.
It was a win for Seneca over DeSoto. That final score was 7-0. High school baseball elsewhere, Bangor edged Royal 4-3. Wisconsin Dells 8-0 over Westfield. In softball, Waseca Steuben 11, Ithaca 1. Waterloo 20-0 over Wisconsin Heights. Bangor beat Royal 11-8. Prairie du Chien 10, Lancaster 8. Baraboo 9-8 over Portage. The Richland Center soccer team traveled to River Valley. The Blackhawks, a very aggressive soccer team, picked up an 8-0 victory over the Hornets at home last night on the River Valley pitch. First-year goalie Maley Holman improving, according to coach Shawnee Fink of Richland Center. Also, hustle plays from Brent Anderson, Cambry Stifler, and Ren Wilson were mentioned. Erilyn Wallace, Claire Stadler, Hope Fox, and Selah Nelson with improved passing as well. Next up for the Hornets is a Friday home match versus Reedsburg. That's coming up later today. Also on the schedule for high school sports, River Valley Richland Center playing at Richland Center tonight in area softball. Also, baseball action is mentioned for River Valley against Columbus on the schedule for tonight. And Kickapoo will be taking on Seneca in softball. As we mentioned, Weston Baseball is home against New Lisbon at Cazenovia Memorial Park. Riverdale Baseball with a conference game at 4:30 against Fenimore. And the Ithaca softball team will be taking on Riverdale at a 5 o'clock start time this afternoon. I asked Coach Paula Boland of Ithaca about her team so far.
Now that our season starts, it seems like it's just been a struggle getting games in, and my girls are involved in just about everything in the school, so state FBLA and everything else, so can't take that away from the girls. They earn those, so they should be able to go to those trips too.
Right. So as you look at today, coming out there and playing your home opener, are you looking forward to that?
Yes, we are, and that it's always nice to have games. The girls work hard in practice, so they get to show their talents then, so...
Is there optimism surrounding this year's Ithaca team?
We're pretty excited in that. Last night was a tough game in that, even though it was our first game, but a lot of good things happened in that, so we have high hopes for competing for a conference championship, so coming out for our home game tonight and that, it's always nice to play on your home field.
It sounded like last night's game, the final score wasn't indicative of how good it was, at least through midway of the game, right?
No, they played well. We played well, but you can't take anything away from Waseca. They had just some really hard hits and that. It's not like we made errors and fell apart. They just outplayed us, and they won because of their hits and everything else. They're a good team. So, I mean, you don't like to lose, but there's some good losses. And that loss, it wasn't because we gave the game away. So.
That's Ithaca softball coach Paula Boland. B.J. Hinkle, head coach of Riverdale, talked to me about his team.
They continue to work hard and practice and stuff. We're a very young team, so you know we're trying to kind of find a good mix of people in the field and spots where they need to be. We're filling a lot of spots, and like I said, we're really young. We have just the two juniors; otherwise, everybody else is younger than that. So we're kind of just looking to make a run towards the end of the season, you know, kind of get things figured out as we go along and, you know, build for the end of the season.
Earlier this week, Riverdale had a close game with Seneca.
You know, we've had some games, you know, I know the scores sometimes don't always look the best, but we've had some that we've played really, really well, just have one hiccup inning, you know, that really costs us. And, you know, our pitcher has to stay out there a little longer than she should, and which is never good, but, you know, we're just... Like I said, hopefully things will get cleared up here a little more and we can start playing, you know, close, you know, really good games. So,
who do you look at as your leaders this year on the team?
Right now, you know, I got the two juniors. They've got both got varsity experience. And then Macy McKay, our pitcher, she's been solid on the mound. You know, she works hard and it's just, you know, like I said, we got to get her out of some innings so she doesn't have to get her pitch count up so much early in the games. And so then, you know, that kind of weighs on her a little bit towards the end. You know, it's early, so we'll hopefully get the adjustments made in time for the end of the year.
Riverdale and Ithaca softball can be heard tonight on FM 100.9 and WRCO.com. Pregame time around 4:50. All-Star Bowling last night, week 31 of the 32-week regular season. Team High Series, Harris Exteriors, a 28-77. TKO Barbecue, a 28-23. And Turbo's Bar and Grill, a 27-55. TKO Barbecue, a 10-12. game. Harris Exteriors at $989. Turbo's Bar and Grill at $969. Kevin Genthy at the top series, $691. Scott Oman at $683. Ray Lindvig at $680. 101 over average. Kevin Genthy rolled a $268 game. Joe Hassel and Chris Gerber each with $258s. And Ray Lindvig at $256. Will Barassa bowled a 664, 142 over average. Scott Oman with a 683, 95 over average. The TKO Barbecue team won the second half of the season, and because they also won the first half, they are the champions. Members of the team include Jimmy Wilson, Ross Gaston, Tim Oman, and Scott Oman. Congratulations. The Brewers were rained out for the second time this early season when Thursday's game at Cincinnati was postponed. It will be made up August 30th as a split doubleheader. Milwaukee had a game against the Mets postponed in what was supposed to be the season opener for both teams. As a result of the rainout in Cincinnati, Freddie Peralta will start the weekend series in Baltimore. The Brewers took two of the three against the Reds. They are in second place in the National League Central with a record of 8-3. Also in the National League yesterday, the Mets 16, Atlanta 4, Philadelphia 5-1 over Pittsburgh. It was Kansas City 13-3 over Houston, Oakland 1, Texas nothing, Baltimore 9-4 over Boston. Minnesota and Detroit, well, they were postponed yesterday. Also, the Bucks get back to action with a game coming up tonight. They will play at Oklahoma City, another game without Giannis Antetokounmpo. He will be out until at least the beginning of the playoffs, as he has a strained muscle in his leg. Coming up, Mike Clemens will be talking to... Coming up, our weekly look at state sports. Mike Clemens had a chance to sit down with the Packers' Mark Murphy this week during the Packers' tailgate tour, and we'll present that interview next.
Make prom special with a beautiful corsage or boutonniere from Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers, Richland Center. We'll have you and your date looking extra special with the perfect floral accent for your look. Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers at the corner of Orange and 3rd, Richland Center, where flowers are our inspiration to create lasting memories.
And with Packers President and CEO Mark Murphy on the Packers tailgate tour. How are you? Been making stops at senior centers of advocates for folks with special needs, and now a fundraiser for an event here in Beloit. You're seeing schools as well.
Sure. Right. No, it's been great. Second day of a 5-day tailgate tour. Mostly southern Wisconsin. We'll be heading over towards the Madison area. It's I think it really separates the Packers from most other teams. Yeah. It's not something that I don't think any team does anything like it. And it's a way for us to kind of give back to communities that have supported us over the years, and then also to thank our fans.
I was with Leroy Butler at one of the first stops in Kenosha, and he's been added to your board of directors, which he's really excited and proud of. And he said, you know, the best thing is I get to work with the team foundation because, Mike, we go to some of these social agencies where if we don't come and help them out, they may have to close their doors.
Yeah, well, first of all, it's great to have Leroy on our side, and just such a great spokesman for the organization. But, yeah, no, it's a tribute to Kathy. Kathy Dworak, who kind of oversees all of our community outreach. And, the foundation, and foundation's really important, but there's a lot beyond that. I think our overall community impact this past year was over $12 million. So it's a high priority for us is giving back.
You're being humble, but I know that, man, you really light up some faces of fans, people who kind of maybe feel a little forgotten about, and they actually get to see you and your guys in person. I mean, it's tremendous.
Yeah, well, I think they really love seeing the players. I'm like an old man. Who's this guy? But, yeah, no, it's this is our 18th tailgate tour. I think I've been on 16 now. And, it's really fun. Obviously, especially at the stops at the schools, you know, to see the excitement. And usually it's a surprise. So when they see the players walk in, it's pretty exciting. And the other thing that's really is rewarding, we always have a combination of, usually it's three former players and three current players. And to see the interaction between them, it's a lot of fun.
Right. Yeah. Great experience for the players. The NFL announces it's the Eagles and the Packers in Brazil for week one. You know, how much gain is there in markets like London and Germany and Mexico? I mean, does the league actually see an increase in merchandise sales or people wanting to stream games and interest in the NFL?
They do. I think TV particularly has been helped dramatically from in terms of the international games. It's a long-term play, though, really. And I think, this year we'll have 5 international games. Next year, I think it goes up to 8. So it's something that is a high priority for the league. And, the trip to London was phenomenal. Just for our first time to see the fan support that was there. You were there, and that was pretty impressive. And I'm really, really looking forward to seeing Brazil. I think, we're the most popular team in Brazil, and really anxious to see the kind of support we'll get in the game.
Have you or anybody in your front office been to Brazil before?
Yes, I have not, but we sent, about a week ago, we sent 7 people down. The league sent people from Philadelphia, Cleveland, and Green Bay because they hadn't made a decision yet. So, got a lot of feedback, and we're looking forward to it. It is a long trip. It's about a 12-hour flight, and just kind of working through some of the logistics for the league. But I'm confident things will work out with the league.
Well, you got to get these athletes down there on a 12-hour flight, so. I mean, how close are you to coming up with a plan that you guys feel comfortable with?
Yeah, no, I say I'm confident we'll do it, and it's a long flight for the Eagles too. I think we're all kind of dealing with it, this is a high priority for the league and international growth, and the goal is right now the NFL is a top 3 sport in 3 countries: United States, Mexico, and Canada. And the goal is to significantly increase that. And it'll be great for the NFL. And, obviously the Packers being, I think what makes us popular is not only the history and tradition and success we've had. I think our ownership structure, and particularly I've heard in Brazil, a lot of their teams are soccer teams have similar ownership structures. So I think they really relate well, and the culture there is among the professional soccer teams there is similar to the Packers. So, really, really excited to see it in person.
I learned today it's huge. I mean, the city you're going to be in, it's bigger than New York and the size of Illinois.
I know. No, it's going to be eye-opening. I've never been to South America. And I think, I'm sure that hardly anybody else in our organization has been here. So I think particularly for the players, it'd be a tremendous experience.
What's your first impression of defensive coordinator Jeff Hafley?
Yeah, I've had a chance to talk to him quite a bit. We haven't even seen the players here, but been pretty impressed just what the times that I've been with him, but also just reading about his background. I'm optimistic that I think we'll see a lot of positive changes.
Can I ask the former safety what he thinks of Xavier McKinney?
Xavier McKinney wouldn't be on our team if Jeff wasn't fully on board. So he's excited about him, and I am. Watching. I remember when we played them, made a couple plays that really stood out, and you look at it, he's young. I think he's only 24, and yet he's had a lot of experience and takes the ball away and looks like he really tackles well. I'm anxious to see him. I think he'd be a really good addition.
I got a room full of about 300-400 Packer fans waiting for you, Mark Murphy. Thanks for your time.
Oh, thank you, Mike. Thanks for making the effort to get down here.
That is Mike Lemons, our state sports report with Mike on a Friday, and his sit down with Packer president and CEO Mark Murphy on WRCO Sports.
Sleepy Hollow Auto Group of Viroqua is your GMC headquarters with a great selection, excellent financing, and lifelong support. They'll take care of you. Southwest Title LLC provides complete real estate services for Richland, Grant, Crawford, and Vernon counties with title insurance and real estate closings. And Subway serves healthy options of delicious hot and cold subs on fresh breads, great salads, personal pizzas, party platters, and you can build a better breakfast.
Here is Jamie Gander of Badgerland Flooring.
We started our business in 2008, and we named it Badgerland Flooring of Southwest Wisconsin, obviously. And then 6 years ago, we started doing kitchens, and we just want to really get the word out to people that we're doing those now as well. We have a showroom west end of the building is committed to kitchens. You know, we do bath remodels, vanities, countertops. You can do any type of flooring, walk-in showers, but we're really trying to let the public know we're doing a lot of kitchen nowadays, too.
See Badgerland Flooring in Richland Center for more information. L&M Salvage is buying all types of aluminum, steel, copper, and brass. They buy farm machinery, cars, trucks, tractors, and auto batteries. If you need a hydraulic hose, they can make that for you. Looking for a part for your automobile or farm machinery? Give them a call at 647-3490 or stop by and see them on County Highway Y off of Highway 80 Richland Center. Serving you for over 53 years, where nobody is a stranger, just a friend they haven't met. At L&M Salvage.
Welcome to Richland Family Restaurant Studios, where great taste is more than just music.
Choosing to bundle your auto and homeowners coverage isn't just convenient, it can save you money. Hi, this is Julie at State Farm. On top of the monthly savings when bundling auto and homeowners, our agency can help you select affordable coverages and price options just for you. It's what we call the personal price plan. How do I start bundling? Well, whether you call, email, or drop by the office, talking to the Julie Karen State Farm team is the first step to discovering how much time, effort, and money you could save by bundling your auto and homeowners coverage. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Good morning from WRCO. It is a Friday morning. That means it is time for us to give you an update on brand new country releases here, fresh from the country on WRCO. But before we do that, we have this late-breaking report. You, sir, did you have something you wanted to say on the radio for us today?
Very much, Phil. Thank you for the opportunity. A big happy birthday going out to WRCO's very own Joanne Krulotz. Nobody's quite sure how many candles are on this cake this year, So we're just going to let that be. But from your son, Martin, happy birthday, Mom. I hope you have a blessed day. And Phil, great to talk with you. Hope you guys have a wonderful day there in Richland Center today.
Thank you. That's a Martin Krulotz report. Oh, there's Mom now. How you doing there, Mom?
I'm doing good. It's always good to hear from the kids, you know?
Yeah. Well, they called me. They didn't call you.
He called me last night. He wanted to be the first one to wish me a happy birthday.
He wanted to be the number one son, didn't
he?
Yeah.
Yeah. One and only.
You got it, Phil.
Thanks for checking in, Martin.
Absolutely. You guys have a great day.
You bet. You're a good boy to remember your mother on her birthday there. That's a Martin Krulotz alert from WRCO today. Brand new from Zach Brown Band next.
There's something in water around here. It's more than just boats and beers. It's new friends, old songs, sunsets, sing-alongs, and problems that disappear. And it don't matter where you're from or who you know. Just pull up slow. You wanna tie up? Put your feet in the water. Pop a cold top, just float like a bobber. And it don't matter if you're Mastercraft or your Bass Tracker. It don't matter. Tie up, coozy up a can. Put a little sun on that farmer's tan. Leave your troubles on the bank and your gas in the tank. Just worry about what's in your cup and tie up. Cocktail cove, just laughing and lying and sunburned, frying the good times in stereo. Get a tube full of crickets and some bull peanuts, catch an AM buzz and tie up. Put your feet in the water, pop a cold top, just float like a bobber. And it don't matter if you're Mastercraft or your Bass Tracker, it don't matter. Tie up, coozy up a can, pull tank. Just worry about what's in your cup. Tied up. Sun's on blast. Got red, red necks and a high, high glass. Floating around, getting trailer trashed. Tied up, tied up, getting my feet out. Tied up, tied up, tied up, tied up, tied up, getting my feet out. Just float like a bobber, and it don't matter if you master craft or you fast track, if it don't matter. Tie up, cozy up again, put a little sun on that farmer's tent. Leave your troubles on the bank and your gas in the tank. Just worry about what's in your cup. And tie up.
A perfect song for spring and summer. Zach Brown Band and a brand new one called Tie Up. Fresh from the country, sponsored by Julie Karen State Farm Insurance. Our trivia question of the day is right around the bend today. Earlier this week, we had Ken Dumas in the studio, and his, I believe maybe his third time to Richland Center, St. Louis, Missouri area artist. But he's always a party waiting to happen. Always have a good time when he stops by. He's got a really good new song called Imagining, which he talked about during his visit here on Wednesday.
Everything's going to start getting green, so it's just a song about when you're, you know, younger and you meet a girl, and it's you put yourself in this spot pretty quickly. You know, you meet a girl, you're 17 or so, and you don't really know what you're doing, you know, and you're kind of shy, and at least for me, and all you can do is kind of grin when they're talking, and you're just this total dork, but, you know, inside you're picturing how your life could be. You know, it's like you almost have this reel in your head of, you know, I could just see this working out, and it's about that, and it's just about, you know, doing cannonballs into the lake, just trying to not go in when your mom's calling, you know, and then it kind of takes you to your reflecting on those times when you used to think about that, you know. So
it's a perfect spring summer song, I think.
100%. That's what it's for. Yeah. Yeah. Right. So that's why we wanted to release it in the winter, and it was like, no, that don't make any sense at all, you know?
Yeah. Perfect timing.
She had her long legs dangling from the edge of the dock. We were nearly 17. Her eyes were shining brighter than the water that was glistening. And when she laughed, when she smiled, all I could do was grin. Even though it didn't look like I was doing much, I was imagining her and me, just her and me, holding hands and dipping our feet. Me. Something lies in them cut-off jeans and all the things that we could have been. I was imagining. And when her mama called and it was time to go in, I tried to find ways to make it never end. A swinging rope, jumping in. Man, I was a cannonball champion. When she laughed, when she smiled, all I could do was grin. Even though it didn't look like I was doing much, I was imagining her and me, just her and me, holding hands and dipping our feet. Her and me, just her and me, suntan lines and cut-off jeans. I was imagining. I was imagining. Yeah, that summer came and that summer went. That was the best dang summer that I ever spent. I could still see her dancing in that hot summer mist.
sun halo glowing, she was heaven sent with that laugh and that smile. Now all I can do is grin when I think back to that summer when I was imagining her and me, just her and me, holding hands and dipping our feet. Her and me, just her and me, suntan lines and cut on jeans, and all the things that we could have been. I was imagining. Long legs dangling from the edge of the dock, and we were nearly 17.
You left a mark on my face and brought a dozen red flags in a vase. You thought everything would be okay, but it's not okay. Nobody saw the other side. You turn into Jekyll and I'd run and hide, and I'd come back. I don't know why, I don't know why. You take away. Chase it with a lie. The only thing that you can swallow is your pride. Oh, are you insane or are you brilliant? Am I crazy or just resilient?
Sarah Evans with a brand new one on Fresh from the Country from WRCO and a song called Pride. Indeed, good stuff coming your way today. Our trivia question of the day is sponsored by the good folks at Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe. And the question goes like this. In the mid-1990s, 50% of American adults did this every day. Today, 64% of adults do this daily. What would it be? 1995, 50% of American adults do this every day. Now today, 64% of adults do this daily. 608-647-4155 if you'd like to take a stab at it. Spring is here, and so is prom season. The Family Thrift Shop is in need of donations of formal dresses. In order to prevent theft or damage, they are asking that you please bring your donations into the shop only during the days and hours that they are open for business. Their hours are Wednesday through Friday, 9 to 5, Saturday, 10 to 4. Come and shop locally where the profits from your donation and purchases stay in the community and help support other nonprofit organizations. They appreciate your support and look forward to seeing you at the Family Thrift Shop, located at 120 South Main Street in downtown Richland Center.
The trees on your land are a valuable asset, and keeping them properly managed is a big responsibility. The staff at Meister Log & Lumber has been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's professional forest management team will help you meet your timber's potential. A win-win for all, as landowners receive green for the logs and Mother Nature stays green as well. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log & Lumber, 608-434-4413.
New windows add value and comfort to your home. PMI Windows of Lone Rock knows windows. Windows is all they do. PMI will help you custom tailor premium vinyl windows for your home to maximize your heating and cooling savings while giving you the look, feel, and the function you desire, all with the industry's best lifetime, no-nonsense, transferable warranty. Call 583-7200 to schedule your free estimate from PMI Windows of Lone Rock.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this civic media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of civic media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
Whether you're chasing walleye or cruising and tubing with the family, Vitesnik Power Sports has the boat for you to experience life on the water. The 2023 model year-end clearance is happening right now while supplies last. Save up to $16,000 on select models. You'll find a great selection of boats from Tracker, Nitro, Ranger, Triton, Tahoe, Sun Tracker, and Regency, along with Sea-Doo Watercraft and Ascend Kayaks. Create memories for years to come. Visit Vitesnik Power Sports, Highway 14 East Richland Center, or Vitesnik.com.
Congratulations to our winner today. That would be Marilyn Peckham. Way to go, Marilyn. In the mid-1990s, 50% of American adults did this every day. Today, 64% of adults do this. That is drink coffee. Yeah, how about that? A real spike in coffee, and that certainly has changed with lots of coffee outlets and certainly some local places where you can enjoy a delicious cup of whatever, including Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, our sponsor of Friday Trivia. You can get some coffee there and then dunk your cookies in it, too. Marilyn wins some cookies from Christie's Sunnyside in downtown Richland Center. Family-owned and operated with made-from-scratch bakery items, unique lunch options, and locally sourced products.
Hello, WRCO listeners. This is Kenny, the wannabe baker from Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Deli in downtown Richland Center. Hey, we are now offering fresh and hot Cornish pasties every Wednesday from 11 a.m. till they're gone. Stop in, order them online, or give us a call at 649-BAKE. That's 649-2253. Remember, on Wednesdays, don't let our pasties pass you by. Thanks again and stay on the sunny side.
Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe will now be open 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. Tuesday through Friday and 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. on Saturday.
Thank you, Kenny. All right, well, let's get on with another song that's doing well on the charts these days. It's from Parmalee.
Someone to hold, just hold on me. I'll never be far away. I'm here to stay. If you get lost on me. The second I looked into your eyes, maybe I held on for my life. No matter what, I know you're right where I wanna be. Even if the world 'cause I've got you right here with me. Whatever our crazy hearts might do, whatever it is that we go through, no matter what, I know you're right where I wanna be.
Big mover on the chart into the top 40 this week with Gonna Love You. Here's a brand new one from Tucker Westmore.
Usually see her with some Sauvignon Blanc in her glass, sipping slow down, she ain't out tipping it back. But if you see her out tonight, she'll be flirting with Jack. Yeah, and I'm the only one to blame. Ain't the 90 proof type, but tonight it'll work. Anything to numb the pain or to drown out the hurt. I tried to tell her about my kind, and boy did she learn. I just ain't the type of soul you say, but she tried, and I did what I do best. I took a good thing and I turned it into goodbye. Took the fire in her eyes, put it on ice. Turned that angel's world upside down. Dipped her wings in Tennessee brown. I turned a collar. Understood, but I proved her wrong. I'm the same old me that I've been all along. Now she's looking for some peace in a bottle of strong. Me and number seven getting gone. I took a good thing and I turned it into goodbye. Took the fire in her eyes, put it on ice. Turned that angel's world upside down. Dipped her wings in Tennessee brown. I turned a calling me and a calling me a mistake. Turn a heart of gold. I did what I do best. I took a good thing and I turned it into goodbye. Took the fire in her eyes, put it on ice. Turned that angel's world upside down. Dipped her wings in Tennessee brown. I turned a calling me and a calling me a mistake. Turned a heart of gold into a heartbreak. If I was her, I'd damn sure hate me. I turned her love into pain and a wine into whiskey.
Tucker Westmore on WRCO, fresh from the country, sponsored by Julie Karen, State Farm Insurance.
Choosing to bundle your auto and homeowners coverage isn't just convenient, it can save you money. Hi, this is Julie at State Farm. On top of the monthly savings when bundling auto and homeowners, our agency can help you select affordable coverages and price options just for you. It's what we call the personal price plan. How do I start bundling? Well, whether you call, email, or drop by the office, talking to the Julie Karen State Farm team is the first step to discovering how much time, effort, and money you could save by bundling your auto and homeowners coverage. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Since 1956, Meyer Oil and LP has been a locally owned, reliable fuel delivery business. Whether it's residential, agricultural, or commercial, Meyer Oil and LP has you covered. Offering diesel fuel, gas, bulk lubes, and propane, serving most of Richland, Sauk, and surrounding counties. Please consider Meyer Oil and LP for your fuel needs. Call and talk with their friendly staff at 608-524-3914.
Court & Main and A-Plus Furniture are now offering warranty on your furniture. If you have kids, pets, spills, stains, or damage, no problem. UltraCare will help protect your new furniture investment. We have multiple levels that can cover a single item or a full room of furniture. If you have food or drink stains, massage units and components, tear or rip, and more, don't worry, it's covered. Protect your investment. Stop in for more details at Court & Main and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress in downtown Richland Center.
This week's most played country songs across the land include Jordan Davis, Tucson Too Late at number 5, number 4, Back Then Right Now, Tyler Hubbard, Sam Hunt at number 3 with Outskirts, also Morgan Wallen at number 2 with Man Made a Bar featuring Eric Church. The number 1 tune belongs to Parker McCollum.
Strung out on the lawn, the line between us was drawn. All I can see is you're gone, and you left me here with this house on this ground. Burn it down. Memories inside, and that